Time now to again celebrate our love of tinkering. And today's guest tinkerer is Mark Thompson, author of the very successful books Blokes and Sheds and Stories from the Shed. He's also, I should add, the self-appointed Advanced Research Director of the little-known Institute of Backyard Studies. Mark Thompson.
What the Institute really does is it's part of a sort of informal shed-based network around the country, or even around the world in lots of ways. And what we are trying to do is really tease out the unacknowledged creativity that goes on in small-scale culture around the place, whether it's in the shed or in the backyard or out on the farm or you name it. There's all sorts of interesting things going on where people are making things, inventing things, reviving things, and invariably involving a kind of really interesting relationship between the hand and the brain. And so, yeah, we are about the stuff at the small scale beneath the official gaze, the small end of town.
You're interested in failure, aren't you, in the sense that you said once that, tinkering allows for failure and that, failure is an essential component of any process of evolution. Tell us about that.
Well, the expression trial and error does actually entail some error. And that has always been the culture of invention, really, that you know you have to make mistakes and acknowledge that making a mistake is a problem, but it's what you learn from the mistake is the really critical thing in that process. And I think that's where tinkering in particular comes into an interesting kind of clash with the big end of town, if you like, because the corporate world, the government world are so risk adverse that they are obsessed with the elimination of risk, of error, and are obsessed with quantifying. That's backed up by the litigious legal powers that go along with error. So you've got a really interesting contrast there, you know, the sort of playful, open-ended, curious, intuitive stuff that goes with tinkering. You know, there's no key performance indicators with tinkering. It either works or it doesn't, and, you know, you just keep your mind open to what could happen. And that is quite an interesting contrast, and I think that's a really big tension that we are building up within our culture, and I think that's why it's really worth exploring it.
Do you see a movement toward tinkering? I mean, is it possible to talk about tinkering as a movement?
Certainly as a backlash against sort of mindless consumerism. I mean, you're seeing it in all sorts of funny different ways. For instance, I've got a 24-year-old daughter. She and all her friends are absolutely dead keen bike riders and now pick up all the bikes from the hard rubbish and take them apart and find ways of using and get an immense joy out of reusing those parts. And there's a whole kind of area of closed technology that people are rebelling against.
As we've been reminded on this program several times, tinkering's about fun as much as it is about serious work, and hence the Institute of Backyard Studies. Now, you on your website have some guiding principles for tinkerers. Could I get you to run through some of those for us?
Well, there's five principles there. One, never throw anything out. Two, I know where everything is. Three, yes, I need seven of those. Four, leave that alone. Five, it works better that way. Now, there's an element of truth to all of those. Yes, you probably do need seven screwdrivers to deal with all the things that you're undoing. And you never throw anything out because you never know when you might need that magical screw to finish off something, or you can see that there's a whole lot of beautiful work embedded in something, the energy and thought that have gone into making a particular car part or a tool or something are just too good to throw out. You can see that there's thought and, you know, a humanity to those things of a kind of certain sort of technological nature that you don't want to throw it out.
How central to tinkering is the idea of the shed, of having a place where you can actually go about your activities, where you can actually build and design and modify?
I think in Australia it seems to resonate very strongly that the shed is, you know, the natural home for the tinkerer. And we are starting to see a kind of network of all these things build up, really, that a lot of the people I know who are the most impressive tinkerers, people with the ability to repair absolutely anything, are invariably in a network of sheds of other you know, members of the Dark Brotherhood of sheds who will know how to, you know, they've got a special knowledge of some particular technology. And there's all sorts of a whole sub-economy attached to that, of course. So, yeah, the shed stuff is pretty strong in this world. But not essential, but it's certainly useful if you want to have a few spare parts.
One of the things that we heard in a previous program, we spoke to Alex Pang about tinkering, was, you know, the link between tinkering and some of the big challenges that we're facing as a society, things like climate change, for example. Do you see tinkering as being that important? Do you see it as a tool for helping to change our society as much as ourselves, as individuals?
Tinkering has a strong tradition in Australia as a result of the particular conditions here. I mean, primarily it was isolation. You know, that when white people first came out from Europe, there were not enough resources to be able to make things. If the plough broke, you couldn't wait 2.5 years for a new one to come from Birmingham. So you tinkered around, you adapted, you found all sorts of resourceful ways of fixing things up. And there were things like the Depression, wars, a lot of human causes, but primarily the causes for that resourceful tinkering were environmental. They were fire, floods, drought, and they have driven this sense of tinkering very powerfully. And I actually think that climate change will be the greatest challenge for the tinkerer. And I actually think that the small end of town will respond better than the bigger end of town.
Mark Thompson, self-appointed Advanced Research Director at the Institute of Backyard Studies, thank you very much for talking with us on Future Tense.
My pleasure, Anthony.